Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 3rd of October 1971. The title is The Director of the World with the Virtue of Humility. The Director of the World with the Virtue of Humility. Whom is Bap Dada seeing today? Who are you? Do you know in which form Bap Dada is seeing you today? Are you not Master Knowledgeful? Since you are Master Knowledgeful, are you not able to know in which form Baba is seeing you? You are the children anyway, but in which form is Baba seeing you? Bap Dada is seeing that all these children are engaged in the task of world renewal. Are you those engaged in world renewal? Are you Bap Dada's helpers in his task? Your task is to bring about a world renewal, is it not? Are you already engaged in that task, or do you still have to engage yourself in that? So, does that not make you those engaged in the task of world renewal? You should always have in your awareness that you are all the master world constructors. By constantly having this awareness, what special virtue will you automatically imbibe? That of humility. Do you understand? Where there is humility, that is, an easy nature in a natural way, all the other virtues will also be imbibed automatically. So, constantly stabilize yourself in this awareness before creating any thought or performing any action. Then, all these little things that come to oppose you will be experienced to be the same as when little children come in front of the elderly. Due to the carelessness of their childhood, they might say anything or even perform any such action. Then the elders think that the child is not to be blamed, that he does not know anything as he is still only a small child. They are not affected at all. In the same way, when you consider yourselves to be the master world constructors, then these small obstacles of Maya will seem like the game of little children. When a small child pulls your nose or ears due to his innocence of childhood, do you get angry? You understand that the child is innocent and does not know anything. You do not blame him for anything. In the same way, when Maya comes through any soul in the form of a problem, an obstacle or a test paper, you should consider those souls to be blameless. It is only Maya that is showing her games through other souls. So, what do you feel for those who are not to be blamed? You feel mercy and compassion for them. In this way, any soul could become an instrument even though that soul is not to be blamed. If you see every soul with this vision, can your speed of effort ever become slack? You will experience the stage of ascent at every second. In order to go into the stage of ascent, you should simply have the art of being able to understand this aspect. You have to become 16 celestial degrees complete, that is, full of all talents and arts. So, this is also an art. If you know this art, then it is already the stage of ascent. Then, such a soul will never come to a standstill. That soul can never slow down. There would be intensity at every second. And anyway, now there is no time to stop. It is now the time to try to resolve and stop the excuses of those souls. You have now become very mature. The time of going into the stage of retirement is coming close. Can you not see the home in front of you? Eventually, you have to finish your pilgrimage and return home. When anything comes in front of you in different forms and in different situations, you should first understand how many times you have already solved these problems and situations, and how, by solving them, you have now become experienced. Do you remember how many times you have experienced this? Do you remember that you have done this innumerable times? Did you cross this situation a kalpa ago, or were you stuck? What do you remember? You passed the same thing a kalpa ago, and you overcame the same situation. Did you overcome it, or do you think you might have overcome it? Do you not understand that if you had not had this experience innumerable times, how you could have come so close today? Do you not know how to make this calculation? Pandavas should be clever in calculating, but in fact, the Shaktis have become number one. You should have this awareness in a clear and simple form. You should not have to force this awareness. If you have to bring the things of the previous kalpa into your intellect with force, what would you say to that? There must definitely be some pull of maya, and that is why you are not able to draw the awareness of the previous kalpa into your intellect in a clear and simple form. And this is also why you experience difficulty in overcoming the obstacles. It is not difficult. According to the length of time you have been making effort, according to the light and might of knowledge you have received, the present time should be as clear and simple to that extent. It should be as clear as though it was something that happened a minute ago. Do you remember that, or do you forget it? In the same way, you should experience everything of 5,000 years ago as clearly as though it only happened a minute ago. A powerful camera is able to take such a clear picture in just 1 second. No matter how far away the scene may be, it appears in the camera so clearly. This mind is also a big camera. Is not the picture of every second taken in by that? Each of you has a camera, but some cameras are able to take close pictures, and some cameras are able to take pictures even as far away as the moon. Both are cameras. You also have small and large cameras. So, how powerful is each one's camera? Since those people are able to take pictures of everywhere from the moon, can you, whilst living in the corporeal world, not take a picture of the incorporeal world, the subtle world, and the past and future of the entire world? Make your camera so powerful that you are able to see everything as it is, every scene as it is. It should not show something in many different forms. To be able to see something clearly as it is, this is known as powerful. Then, would any problem still take on the form of a problem, or would it be experienced as a game? According to the present stage, create such a stage, then you would be called intense effort makers. A picture is first taken by a camera, And later, when the film has been processed, you can tell how the picture has come out. In the same way, when you have taken all the many pictures with your individual automatic camera, you should sit at night and check clearly what type of pictures you have taken. Did you take pictures of everything as they were, or was there some fluctuation? Sometimes, when the camera is not good, even white things come out as black in the pictures. Its form changes and sometimes even the features change. Here also, sometimes when the camera is not clear, a little thing becomes a big problem. Its form changes. In the picture, a different form and color are shown. Sometimes, even an inaccurate form of something accurate is picked up. Therefore, constantly keep your camera clear and powerful. By considering yourself to be a server, renunciation and tapasya are automatically included. I am a server and this life is for serving. By having this awareness, not a second will go by without service. So, you must constantly move along whilst considering yourself to be a server, and you must also consider yourself to be mature, and then all the little things will seem like toys. You will then be merciful. Instead of feeling disregard, you will have mercy. Acha Om Shanti.